Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Entertainment Schmig.
Let's talk about it. It's brought to you by Club Fitness. We will talk about Kobe Bryant's memorial later on this morning because there is a lot to unpack there. But let's talk about The Voice from last night. As a Kirkwood teen, just graduated from Kirkwood High School last spring, her name's Joanna Cirenco, got up and performed almost like a jazzy version of the Beatles' All My Lovin'.
Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always.
John Nick Kelly. And then finally,
hello.
Blake.
What's your name?
My name's Joanna Cirenco. I'm 18 years old. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
What? You're 18?
I don't know in what season we've heard such an effortless, powerful vocal.
I would love to have you on my team. And thanks for letting me hear you sing today. It was amazing.
I've been here for 5 seasons now, and I haven't heard anyone sing like that.
Who do you pick as your coach?
And I want to fight for you today. So let's do this. Let's go.
I'm going to pick Team Nick.
Yeah, so
the new guy in town.
Exactly. And as soon as they all turned around and started talking to Joanna, first of all, 4 chairs. First time so far that they've had a first time last night and only time that all 4 judges turned around. Blake kind of at the end. But they all said, okay, we all know you're going to pick John. But then at the end, they said, who are you going to pick? And then Nick Jonas stands up and he's like, wait. I want to fight for you. I know you're going to pick John, but I just want to tell you, I'm new and I want to win and I want you on my team and I'm willing to fight for you. Let's do this. And he's like standing up. And then she picks Nick Jonas.
Wow.
In a kind of surprise, if you listen to her whole performance, like, maybe she should have picked John, but I don't know.
Who would you guys pick if you were on The Voice? All 4 chairs turn around. Who's your pick?
Gosh.
Kelly.
Yeah? Just because you want the quality time with her?
Or
you
think she could lead you to the championship? I feel like we could, even if I don't win, we could become best friends,
yeah,
right?
You guys would probably be best friends.
I like the fact that Nick is hungry. I get it.
Nick? I think I would go Nick, too. I don't know, though. I think John Legend, primarily, the way that Joanna sang, it would work.
You would pick John Legend?
We're talking about your voice. You get up and do your Neil Diamond impersonation of
Hands
Sweet
down,
Caroline.
Blake Shelton, because I'm built for country.
Yeah, right. Totally. Who are you picking?
Nick.
Yeah.
Which I know is weird because he's the new guy, but I feel like what I bring to the table, Nick would be the best for it.
2 competitions, too, because not only are you battling to win The Voice, but also you two could have sweet spot competitions, see who grows the best facial hair.
Agreed. Yeah. Me. But we both have great falsetto too, so.
It was pretty cool. So Joanna's family from Kirkwood, and they all gathered at the DePere Cinema last night and watched The Voice on the big screen, which is so cool.
And I think they ran stuff of her performing at Blueberry Hill too as part of a package, I think, because my buddy Dave was playing keys with her.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like she's going to go far. Her voice lends itself to all sorts of different things. Love it. Get excited. All right. On a totally opposite note, Harvey Weinstein going to prison. Convicted of two charges yesterday. He'll spend at least 5 years behind bars, still facing four charges in Los Angeles.
So let's go around the table on this one. How many years would you have given him?
Life.
Yeah, I was surprised that some of the charges were, they didn't stick or they were dropped or whatever. Mm. It was a little surprising.
All he kept saying over and over was, I'm innocent. I'm innocent. How could this happen in America?
I think he probably thinks he is.
Jeez, yeah. You've got to be kidding me. But
I know.
His blood pressure spiked after being sentenced. So instead of going to jail, he is currently in the hospital. Mm. I think he thought he was untouchable.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
By the way, that Ronan Farrow book, Catch and Kill, so amazing. So amazing, talking about the lengths to which Harvey Weinstein went to get this, to have this story buried for years and years and years. Celebrities you didn't know were related. Did you know that Keith Morrison from Dateline is Matthew Perry's stepfather?
Yeah, I think I did know that.
Really?
You mentioned that before.
Yeah, I think Lance learned me that.
Matthew Perry, 10, when Keith married his mom. Ralph Macchio is cousins with Melissa Gorga from The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Don't know who that is. Didn't know that.
Elle and Dakota Fanning related to Kate Middleton?
Oh, I thought you were telling me Elle and Dakota Fanning were. I'm like, yeah, they're sisters. I knew that.
We thought we knew how this story ended. How wrong we were.
Oh, yeah.
Could you be any more dramatic?
Billie Eilish, first number one song in the UK with the 007 Bond theme.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I mean, they love Bond. But it's crazy that she's so big here and has not had a number one hit in the UK.
Yeah, that is weird because she's had a bunch here, huh?
Yeah. And Justin Bieber, we talked about how his album, Changes, was number one yesterday, but we didn't realize that he broke a record. Elvis Presley's chart record that has held on for 59 years. Justin Bieber is now the youngest solo artist to have 7 number one albums at the age of 25.
Wow.
Elvis did it when he was 26 with his 7th album, Blue Hawaii.
Man.
Bieber, bigger than Elvis.
Do not ever say that again.
That's the Schmig. More online at Y98.com. More Schmig at 8:40. Ooh. And at around 7:50, we're going to talk about this new thing that Netflix just rolled out. It'll surprise you. Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
If you had to guess one of those two artists to have a song called Yummy, wouldn't you guess Elvis and not Justin Bieber?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'd be
wasn't worth
him.
Cutting you off, Lance. I apologize.
Entertainment Schmig. Brought to you by Club Fitness. We will get to our Kirkwood girl who turned all 4 chairs around on The Voice last night. But we were talking about Netflix and this new thing that they've done. They now post the top 10 TV shows for the week and the top 10 movies. Love is Blind, number one TV show streaming right now on Netflix. The top 10 movies is basically a best of the worst of Netflix.
How so?
There are a couple movies that have good reviews, like The Grinch, the new animated one. Pharrell was the narrator. Benedict Cumberbatch was in it. Rashida Jones. That's number 10. And Farmageddon, an animated film. It's a Shaun the Sheep movie. Mm. Good reviews, too. The other guys with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell, number 8. But then you've got...
That's number 8?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That came out forever.
Yeah. And wasn't the world premiere here in St. Louis?
Yes, it was.
Lots of old stuff on here. Like Marlon Wayans' A Haunted House from 2013. That's the 3rd most watched movie this week on Netflix. Jackie Chan's The Foreigner, number 2. And a Ben Affleck movie you've probably never even heard of. Lots of reviews saying this has to be the worst film I've ever watched. The Last Thing He Wanted.
Is that a new one?
Anne Hathaway and Ben Affleck. Yes. Willem Dafoe, Rosie Perez.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the ads for it. It's terrible?
Well, it's straight to Netflix.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. Right. Netflix is making movies now.
Yeah, okay. The best Irishman.
Hello. Yeah, have you seen The Irishman?
Mm-hmm. I know. Marriage Story, all that. But it's not getting great reviews.
Mm.
So.
Affleck, man. He's pumping them out. Yeah. He needs to take a little more time, I think.
He does.
For himself and for these movies.
Yes. Liam Neeson is taking time for himself. He said he's done with Star Wars and superhero movies. It's quite exhausting, he said.
I have a very particular set of vacations I want to take.
Also, maybe done with SNL, Pete Davidson's new Netflix special. He says, they all think I'm bleeping dumb, and it sounds like he's over SNL.
Huh.
He did just say he was taking a break to go to rehab. And he also said that's the reason why he and Kaia Gerber, Cindy Crawford's daughter, split. He said he met her right as he was going into rehab. But then he's doing an interview saying he wants to have kids. It's like, slow down.
He's got that new indie movie out too, so I wonder how that'll affect things.
I don't think he's dumb. I just think his life is kind of a roller coaster right now.
Yeah.
I mean, starting with the Ariana Grande stuff. And I think it's escalated from there.
Yeah, and that SNL schedule and pressure can't help much with a situation like that.
And he's super, super young. Every time his age comes up, it's like, gosh, there should be an age requirement. You have to be this old to be able to handle SNL. That's just the mom in me saying that. I worry about it.
I read some letters. I'm sure they'll...
I worry about Pete Davidson. I do. Chris Evans. From superhero to the dentist in Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, wow.
They're talking about how he might be part of that remake.
The movie.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Because it's on Broadway right now with some good people. I didn't know if maybe he was doing a week on there. He'd be great.
Yeah.
He's hilarious.
And production on Mission Impossible 7 has been halted in Venice because...
Crews fell off another building.
Is it the weather?
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus has hit Italy very hard.
Oh, wow. Man.
Yeah. They went from 5 cases last week to like 150 cases.
Man.
I know. New BTS album will probably be number one next week with around 300,000 copies sold. BTW, doing better than Bieber's album did this week. He sold just around 250,000.
And that's just in the States we're talking about?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's wow, that's impressive.
BTS, bigger than Bieber?
Beating Bieber in the U.S.? That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
I know. Former NASA mathematician Katherine Johnson died yesterday at the age of 101. Taraji P. Henson, if you remember, played her.
Hidden Figures, that's right.
In the movie Hidden Figures, yeah. Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez say that when they get married, her ex-husband Mark Anthony will be invited, which I think is totally fine. Some people are freaking out about this, like inviting your ex to a wedding.
Especially, I mean, they're not in their 30s. They've grown up. They're raising kids together.
Yeah,
it's a different dynamic.
Yeah,
when you get married, it's different. And he's still Mark Anthony. The guy can still sing. You want him at your wedding.
He's not getting up during the reception on stage.
He might.
I don't know.
Maybe he's got to work.
Yeah. That's why he's there. He's giving him a great deal.
Right.
He needs some extra cash, so he's the wedding singer. Joanna Cirenko, big singing career in front of this girl. She just graduated from Kirkwood High School last spring. She appeared on The Voice blind auditions last night and turned all 4 chairs around. The only singer to do it last night.
Tomorrow I'll miss you.
I really got him.
John said, we live for those moments when the singer gives us chills, and you gave us that today. You're 8. When they found out she was 18, they were blown away. They thought she was much older. And he said, you have so much control dancing around those notes. But she went with Nick Jonas.
I think it's the right decision. I think she's going to do great.
Look for Joanna Cirenko. You're going to remember that name. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com, including the Schmig in podcast form.
Y98, it is celebrity birthday time on the Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Let's start with a one-hit wonder, Daniel Powder. How old is he today?
Oh. He's having a good day. You take one down, you sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie. You work at a smile and you go for a ride. Yeah, that's enough.
Man. Remember that thing? That was American Idol
everywhere.
Played that every time somebody got voted off.
Okay, I remember it was, you know, we test songs and it wasn't doing anything. Like, people didn't care about it. People didn't know what it was. And then it was on American Idol. And within a week, it was like the most popular song.
I think he's, I'm going to say, I feel like he, 49.
49 is right.
Wow.
Nice job.
Wow.
By the way, for anybody out there who hates that song, I'm pretty sure he hates it more.
Are you kidding me?
Do
you know
how
much money he made off that song?
Don't you think people sing it to him all the time? Like, if something happens and he spills his coffee on himself, you know somebody's like, but you had a bad day. And he just wants to, I picture him having rage blackouts at in his office.
And he just sings back, and I got a big check, and it bought me a house.
Kind of like when people walk up to James Blunt and say, hello, my lover.
Yeah, that's true. I'd take that Daniel Powder money. Yep. Before you do the rest, we got a postcard, and we want to wish a very happy birthday to Kathy Ewing from St. Louis Hills.
Hey.
So we were sent a postcard. Somebody loves you, Kathy. Happy birthday.
How do you know Kathy didn't send it herself?
You love yourself, Kathy. Kathy Ewing.
It's a Washington, D.C. postcard. Doesn't it show the
Capitol?
It says something on the back. Like
No.
What? What did it say?
It's the White House Retreat, which is a retreat place in the St. Louis area.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was wondering why there were no, like, landmarks. It just looked like rolling hills.
Let us continue with the celebrities.
Jen.
How old is the daughter of Quincy Jones and Peggy Lipton? You know her as Rashida Jones. You know her from The Office, Angie Tribeca, and, of course, Parks and Recreation.
All we did was punch jewelry store into our car GPS. You remember that romantic moment, Chris?
I was getting gas. Ann Perkins, will you marry me?
I thought there was no man on earth good enough for Ann Perkins, and I still think that.
Right.
I love Ann Perkins. I love Rashida Jones. I think we're about the same age. I'm going to say 45.
41.
I think that's a good guess. I'm going to say 43.
44.
Ah.
44. How old is the former wife of David Duchovny? You probably know her best as Elizabeth McCord, Madam Secretary, Taya Leone.
Oh, yeah.
Can I be cautiously optimistic?
Well, that's for more serious world events.
What if I'm grateful for the opportunity to expose the world to a variety of cultural differences?
That's really good.
Should I write it down for you?
No, I'm the writer.
Just as long as our roles are clear.
I forgot. They were married for a long time, and then they split because he went into rehab for love addiction.
Hmm. Been there.
He Maybe. Likes Valentine's Day? Really must like it.
I've never been there. I know her from her work in Bad Boys. Madam Secretary. That's a show I will never watch.
I feel the same way. I have no interest in watching that.
You don't believe in...
Go ahead. I'm listening.
You don't believe in women in politics?
I sure do. I'm a big fan of women in politics. Remind me to tell you about Princess Diana. Okay. I think she's 52.
60.
What?
50.
54.
Okay, that wasn't that crazy. 6 years.
And finally, how old, and I love this guy, man, what a body of work. Mikey from the Goonies, Rudy from Rudy, Samwise from The Lord of the Rings, and of course, Bob from Stranger Things. How old is Sean Astin?
I was never really one to put up a fight. I struggled a lot like Will when I was a kid with bullies. I don't know why they do that. Look at me now. I get to date Joyce Byers. Huh.
Oh, and then...
Sean Sean. 40. Hang on. Goonies. 40. 48.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. 49.
49 is right. So there you have it. Celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday if you're having one as well today.
Yeah. Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic, and it could change a lot between this time today and 24 hours from now with some snow in the forecast, possibly. Brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Are your people and your maps and weather stuffs showing anything?
Not really. I mean, I'm not too concerned about what we're looking at weather-wise at this point, but, you know, anything can change.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.